This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome to a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I would call this, let me think. We're at Be Healthy Utah. It's a live event happening, a lot of health and healing, natural stuff occurring. People are getting together. Nobody's afraid of anybody. And yet, there's something different about it. Can I call it the post-millennial hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show? Would that be accurate?
To me.
Why do I say that? Because I have a special guest, a friend, Amber Olson, who's also a trainer that beats me up often during the week, but she's
in a nice way at the gym.
No, it's not nice at all. I cry. I cry like a little girl when this happens.
Push-ups, burpees, punching things.
It's brutal. Right. And I'm an old guy that don't care. And Amber's terrific. She's a bright light, and she's also something that's called a foot zoner.
I'm
shortcutting it. A foot zone practitioner. So I have a lot of intrigue and interest about what your journey is. And you're in the early 20s of your life cycle, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's like my kids, my son. And so that's post-millennial, the Generation Z, I think.
Yes.
What do you call it?
Am I? I'm 1997, so I'm still 90s.
Yeah, I think that's right at Z, right? Your next generation.
I'm millennial Z.
Post-millennial you are.
I don't even know.
All right. Now, what intrigues me about you, when we met at the gym and you're training, you have this a keen interest in natural health and healing, right? And not everybody has that. You do. And then my wife and I went to you. You were still almost at the end of your training to become a foot mm-hmm. zone. What we call it, specialist, practitioner?
Practitioner, therapist.
Okay. And it was great. I said, my wife and I, we had a great, great session. And now you're full on. You're seeing people in that. And I only knew about foot-focused therapy as it related to something called, what's the word?
Reflexology.
Yes, thank you. See how smart she is? Reflexology, foot reflexology. And I said, well, how is it related to something I know, this foot zoning? It's easy to say foot zone. Reflexology, that's a big word. I don't know. Is it related at all?
Absolutely. So reflexology is going, like a lot of times you'll go, you'll be in the mall, and you'll see those, usually like an Asian oriental massage place, and
yeah.
they'll usually have like a picture of a foot on the wall.
Right.
And then they'll have like labels. So there's lungs, liver, heart, what, et cetera. So what reflexology is essentially going in and just targeting a specific area to do something specific in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Foot zoning, so the reflexology is the roots of foot zoning.
Right.
So in every culture, Chinese, Egyptian, Native American, almost every major culture, they had some type of foot therapy.
Mm-hmm.
This is for thousands of years. So in the 1900s, in the 70s, a man named Dr. Ersol, he's known as the father of foot zone therapy.
Okay.
He took these practices and went, there's so much more than just these specific zones. This is a lot more. So he advanced it to what it is now as foot zone therapy, where we can get in really deep, we can get specific and target specific parts of the body, not only physically, but also emotionally mm-hmm. as well.
I noticed that in the experience with it, and just like for reflexology, but it sounds like that's a launch point for what was developed into this foot zone mm-hmm. concept. So it's very familiar in that sense. But, yeah, I noticed that, you know, when you hit a tender spot, it's not just that spot that is, oh, you have a sore spot. It's like, what does it relate to in other parts of the body? Again, physically, emotionally. And I noticed you did your homework. because you were spot on that spot. You knew what was going on. And I was like, dude, you hadn't even graduated officially at that point. You're already there. I was very impressed.
Thank you.
You know, so, and that was part of the intrigue in having you on the show, not only because this is payback for you beating me up in the gym, but also because, you know, look, I want to show folks, old people like me, that there's hope for the future, because there are young people that are bright lights that actually recognize natural healing methods and are drawn to them, and also didn't fall prey to what we call the fear propaganda of the last couple of years of COVID, which is fascinating, because that when I started at the gym, that was like right at the beginning phase of,
like, 2020.
Yeah, right at the beginning phases.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not wearing a mask to go to the gym. And thankfully, this gym, I'm not going to name it right now, I don't want to get into any trouble, had an owner
we love them.
Yes, we do. Had an owner and has an owner that was not like, I'm not going to make you mask up. That's ridiculous, right? We should be breathing. But I have to ask, you know, what is it about your upbringing as a young person to not fall prey to the propaganda that's out there in the media and the government and all of the stuff the doctors were saying? You're like, you know what? I don't think it's not vibing with me.
I think we've got a few answers to that. One, my parents are wonderful and they allow us to be free thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
They allow us, they've corralled us in certain directions, but they haven't ever forced us, and they've lived by, in short, I have great parents.
Yes.
And
your mom's here visiting, too. She's cool. Yeah, I saw her.
She's my sister. My other sister's here yesterday.
They're like, warning you, don't go on that show.
And they're like, I'm always my friend Rob said to take silver because it'll help with it. Anyway, so.
I don't know why you didn't just like, you're crazy. Get out of here. You don't know what you're talking about. But you're like, well, maybe that's intriguing. What's going on here?
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I got great parents. Allows to be free thinkers, and I think they have a very wise, they have their political views that they look at, but they also are loving towards anyone despite their political views, which is, I think, something that we're missing.
We are so missing that. You're so right. I think that in the last couple of years of the polarization that took place, I mean, there's always been differences between people and their beliefs, political and otherwise, but it didn't used to cause you to separate fully and say, you shall not be in my life ever again, right?
Yes.
Until you believe what I believe, right? Something happened that was like way beyond just simple disagreements. And to your parents' credit, they didn't fall prey to that as well, that they're, you know, compassionate. We have different beliefs about things. We don't need to condemn people that believe differently, in other words.
Yes.
So that impacted you.
That's impacted me a lot.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in this COVID time, I've had friends that have said, Amber, I don't really want to be around you right now because of the things you believe.
Seriously? You've had friends your age?
Like, bring me to tears. It's wrecked me. And then I've also had some friends that do have very different beliefs, and they've said, Amber, I've been so stressed that our relationship would be strained because we have different beliefs, and we both cried together, and it was like, no, I love you, and you love me, and we're going to, despite our different beliefs, we're still going to support each other.
Okay, good.
And so... I've had both.
You've had the wide variety of experiences
there,
okay.
Which is unfortunate on the one end and very fortunate on the other. But I think that's what a lot of the world is missing right now, is still being able to say it like I would say that's my next thing is medical freedom.
Yeah.
And when you know someone who's been injured by the jab, say for example, it changes your perspective a lot. And so I think it's, you know, I have friends that don't respect that opinion, and friends that say, okay, I get you have a personal experience, and I could see your views. And so we have that choice in the moment to say, I'm going to not step into your shoes for a minute, and I'm just going to push you out of my life because you don't see the same things I do.
Right.
You never will. Or we can say, you know, I could see how that could be your perspective, and I don't agree, but move on. So My perspective on health and wellness has been one by example, as well as personal experience of going through going to the doctors for things and being told one thing and going, no, that's not true. Taking a holistic route and healing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's
finding out that they have the mantle of authority, but they might not actually know it all.
Yeah.
when they say, no, you can't do that, it won't work, and you do it, and it works. And it's like, what conclusion do you make? Yes. Well, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. It worked.
Yes. I tell my clients all the time is, because I would never want to shame anyone for being on a Medicaid, and I think there are ways out, but the pathway's different for everyone. So what I like to say is, it's foolish to believe solely in Eastern medicine, and it's foolish to believe solely in Western medicine, because I think God gave us modern medicine for a reason, but I think
it has a place.
We've taken our, the natural out of it in a lot of ways, which is unfortunate.
You have a wisdom beyond your years. Don't let it go to your head. She's awesome. Now, when we first met at the gym, you and your sister training people, I met you. You're already like in incredible shape, fit like crazy. But I understand recently our buddy Sam, who was a trainer, did a little video for his school project or some work project that showed me a part of you that I didn't know because I didn't meet you then, that you weren't always fit like this. There was a journey you were on before I connected with you. And maybe you could share a little bit about that awakening or how you got to that point, because like I said, people in the gym, look, I can try and keep up with you and I pretend that I can, but
you do all right.
I do all right for my, I agree, but I know, look, it's a different level, which is awesome. And you've done like crazy, racing things, obstacle race, stuff like that. So, it's in climbing. I've seen rock climbing and stuff. That's awesome. So the strength and all of that that you've developed, it wasn't always apparently part of your young years.
No, well, it's interesting. Here's the thing. I grew up dancing, and I danced 4, 5, 6 hours a day. So I was in incredible shape during, I danced professionally, pre-professionally, just all throughout these years.
Mm-hmm.
Took a break. I went on a service mission for my church and wasn't focused on my body as much.
Okay.
So my whole journey was like, steady, great.
Okay, so you had a basis, strong basis. Okay, all right.
So I knew what my body was capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And then my life changed, and dance wasn't as important to me as it was. I didn't have anything to keep me physically active,
okay.
Right?
Okay, got it.
And so I just got caught up in my body. Like, what we're going to say, as far as pounds go, on a scale, I was about 20 pounds heavier than I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy to look back. That's my aunt and uncle.
Oh, cool.
And it's crazy to look back and think, okay, I was in great shape, got out of shape. Looking back, a lot of it was incredibly emotional. I was hanging on to a lot of trauma.
All right, we're going to talk emotional stuff in the next round. Coming up after this break here, you're listening to or watching the Robert Scott Bell Show. Live from the Be Healthy Utah event, I've got my good friend Amber Olson, next generation of healers. There's hope for the future. Stand by. A lot more healing to go after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. Like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, and we're back here. The Robert Scott Bell Show is happening 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. One day a week, we're syndicated on national radio through our friends at GCN. We appreciate them and all the radio stations that pick us up. Also, you can always come on over to robertscottbell.com/listen. There's a live chat room when we're on the air. You can leave messages at the website. You can sign up for email alerts, and you can be, again, informed about a lot of news items of the day that you might not otherwise see or understand. We're happy to help you out there. And we have upcoming events like our Ask Me Anythings. I didn't know what an AMA was. Did you grow up knowing what an AMA was?
I mean, I could kind of – that's my generation, though.
Yeah,
like, we like
AMAs.
To make letters.
Ask Me Anythings, right? And so we do that with our patron supporters. And, in fact, we had – our friend Rachel, she was a special guest on one of my AMAs because people wanted to know, you keep talking about this gym and what you're doing. I don't believe you. So I brought Rachel on so she could dish on me. Yeah. It was great.
Good.
So Amber, again, Generation Z, that's my son's generation, the post-millennials, right down the cusp. He's a 99 baby. You're a 97,
okay,
right? So it's right there. But there's a lot of dissing on the younger generation. Old people always diss on the younger generation. It's always been the case,
that's
right?
That's true.
It's just a normal thing to do. But at the same time, there's been a lot of, I think, in my experience, injury, a medical and vaccine injury to the Gen Y, which is known as the millennials. They've been hammered by vaccines like no other generation, unless parents were awake and aware enough to know that or found out after one of their children were injured. So there's a lot of physical ailments and illness and neurological things that are very real. So if we talk about the snowflake generation, you've heard that term, the snowflakes, the people that melt when they're confronted with, oh my gosh, you disagree. I can't have that, right?
Okay.
There are people of that age. You're not. I know you're not like that, but the point is, you were drawn into healing. You had going back to your history, Amber, and you do foot zones. She's a foot zone practitioner as well. You were drawn into the healing arts for a lot of reasons, and I'm going to get some of them as well. You described to me growing up as a dancer, so an athlete, mm-hmm. and then going for a little while and not having that same focus, and you kind of fell in a different place. You felt differently.
Oh, 100%.
Before you came back, and you were getting into some of the emotional aspects, because I talk about healing. It's not just a physical thing. It's emotional. It's mental. It's spiritual. It's all of those things.
100%. So the story goes, right, I'm fit, I'm healthy, whatever.
No, whatever.
You get lazy, right? We go through phases of our life, and yeah. I was dealing with a lot of emotional things that I didn't want to admit at the time, but I just was. And that carried a burden. I was having gut issues. I was getting incredible acid reflux, like just indigestion. I wasn't sleeping. I just had so many emotions. And then on top of that, my body, I think, was just protecting itself. But then also, there was a lot of emotion stuff, but I also was just lazy. I was telling everyone, I was like, yeah, I'm fit. Because they're like, oh, Amber, Pam's fit girl. But
well, you can ride a long time on the level of fitness stuff you did.
Right?
Right?
And so I was like, yeah, I'm fit. But what I was saying in my head and what I was doing were two different things, and that was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So where it switched was realizing I want to be a kick-ass mom. Sorry for the language.
No, it's all right.
And my body plays an incredible role in that, and that was like a huge shift mentally of, if I don't take care of this, then how am I expecting to grow a healthy baby, to be able to have energy as a mother, to be able to support my lifestyle that I like doing? And so I decided to be more physical, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a goal in my mind, and that was being a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing was my emotions. So that's where foot zoning came into play for me.
So you learned about it at that time? Before?
Yeah, way back.
Okay.
So it was, my mom was like, you should come do this foot zoning thing. It helps my sister a lot when she was going through her health stuff. And
okay.
The girls, so foot zoning, you go up and from an outsider's perspective, it looks like you're getting a nice foot massage, right?
Right, right.
So she's working in my feet, and it's going through acupressure. So we have an acupuncture that's using the needles, getting a little more invasive. Foot zoning is using acupuncture.
Yeah, you can use your fingers, your knuckles. You can actually use little devices that help. Exactly.
So she's going through on my feet, and I'm like, oh, that's tender. And she's like, this is going to be your gut. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've been dealing with so much gut stuff. And she's like, this can – and she was – tying specific emotions, and I was like, those are the emotions I'm really struggling with. And so that just was like an eye-opening thing to me, is how foot zoning is so neat, is because it does those four bodies of health, physical, spiritual, emotional, mental. It's not only going and working in your physical body, but we're also saying, okay, your liver is being upset. That's also going to be your anger center. Do you have a lot of
anger? Speaking of liver and anger, we're going to come back from this break and talk about that. What she's seeing as a new foot zoner official. She's all in. She's terrific. Amber Olson, my friend. We'll be back after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's military says it struck down 17 air targets on Saturday. This comes out of Ukraine's Odessa region. Officials saying the targets that were struck included 3 Russian aircraft, 5 cruise missiles, and 9 unmanned aerial vehicles. Earlier reports also claim the Ukrainian forces have killed over 21,000 Russian soldiers since the start of the invasion. Longtime Republican Senator from Utah, Orrin Hatch, has died. He was known for working across party lines and lamented the current state of Washington politics in his farewell address to the Senate.
Having served as a senator for nearly 42 years, I can tell you this particular thing. Things weren't always as they are now.
Hatch was 88 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News. Border Patrol and local communities are overwhelmed with the largest surge of illegal immigrants in the past two decades at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Christopher Olivares, appearing on Fox News, explains how the White House could help this problem.
They need to take more effective strategies, have a comprehensive immigration reform. Also, do not cancel Title 42, and if you are going to cancel Title 42, have an effective strategy in place so we don't see this mass flow of immigrants coming across, and also work with other local partners as well, and also congressional partners, and come together and have a plan in place.
Police in Glendale, Arizona are investigating the death of a man who attempted to drive through the gate at Luke Air Force Base. Base officials say the unidentified man failed to comply with security protocols and was stopped by an automated vehicle barrier at the south gate on Friday. Medics declared the man dead when they arrived on the scene. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Back at it here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio today. As those of you watching online, it's not radio, but it is radio on Sunday when we're syndicated nationally. Got my good friend Amber Olson. She is of the Z generation, I call it, right on the cusp of millennial and post-millennial. And, you know, oftentimes Super Don and I will grumble about the young people. Right? He's a grandpa. I'm not a grandpa yet. But we joke about that. But to see young people that have conscious awareness of the world around them and don't fall prey to propaganda easily and let their experiences guide them, and also have a strong spiritual bent or basis, which I know you have, to guide you that through some challenges. And there are a lot of folks in these younger generations that you're a part of that are challenged emotionally about the world, and especially in the last couple of years where you talked about the divisions that had been created. Now, your foot zoning, which is like an offshoot, if you will, or an expansion of foot reflexology, You talk about the liver point.
Right.
You know, and this has been a big part of, you know, my journey to healing when I was 24. That's when I started my journey at 24. How old are you now?
I'll be 25 this year.
So right about the same. Yeah. Look at that. How crazy is that? So that was the start of my real earnest journey to health and healing because I had all of the reflux, digestive issues,
yeah.
inflammatory issues. I had allergies. It's not, you name it. It was a nasty disaster, but I fought my way through it because it's all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
But when I found out there's other things that could happen that would be better, that I could actually be healthy, I was like, it took a while till I was 24 to figure that out. That started a different journey. So as you're doing the zoning, you know, you had to do it through your schooling or you were having people come and you were, you know, it's like you got your experience.
Yes.
Through that, and now that you're actually professional, you've gone pro, you mentioned the liver point. I argue that most everybody, you know, people say, how do I know if my liver is congested? Because doctors don't talk about liver congestion.
Right.
And I ask these simple,
probably is.
I ask the simple question, are you breathing? And they go, really? That's it? Yeah, that's your diagnostic question.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm breathing. Okay, your liver. Let's do something because body, mind, spirit, but look at the physical world we're in, toxic pollutants, air, food, water. So that liver is being asked to do a lot. But you also mentioned before we went to break, the emotional aspect, the anger aspect of liver. So this is my question for you as a therapeut now.
Okay.
Have you seen any patterns emerge? I know it's being an unfair question because you're early on in your career.
That's true, but I'll do my best.
Okay, but
Let's
you understand where I'm going.
Yeah.
Have you seen any patterns emerge within? I know everybody's different, everybody's strengths, but has there been a lot of, oh, I'm seeing a lot of this in the patients or clients?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, man, and to the point of the liver, the more I learn about, like, these major organs, and you're the one where I was like, one day at the gym, I was like, Rob, my energy, like, help me out, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm always going in, and he's like, your liver support.
I'm like, quit your crying.
Right.
You know, no, I didn't. I said, we talked liver, didn't
no,
we?
No, I can't. Thank you. Now do some burpees. I watched 12 of them. So,
this is the thanks I get, right?
So the thing with the liver is I go, how's your liver? Basically, unless someone's actively taking things to support their liver, they probably have a not-so-good liver, which is going to affect literally everything. So in my clients, a lot of the major points I'm seeing is we have our posterior shoulder up into our head. We get a lot of that because what are we doing? We're on our phones constantly. We hold tension up here. As far as organs go, the liver, whether it's physical, like their energy, their hormones are off, they're getting acne or they have digestive, like, we can tie everything back to the liver.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of times people have, I've really only worked on one person that I was like, wow, I'm surprised I'm not feeling anything in here.
Okay. What was it about them that did you probe deeper to say, what's your diet or lifestyle like? And you found out they were living cleanly or was
they're and it's a person I know, it's when I was practicing, but, she's a pretty like on top of it girl. And so, anyway, so the liver, always physical things, and then I'll always ask physical and emotional, and I'll never put anything on my clients. I'll say, I'm here to ask you questions, and I want you to just be in your head, honest with yourself. And
not like me when you said, I want you to cry. Robert, cry.
If it resonates, let it begin.
And I did notice, just want to say, you know, I've been around the sun a few times, right, to see a lot of healers, practitioners, and I genuinely see your talents in that regard. You've chosen well because your interaction with the points and how you communicated them, very sensitive to where people might be. Now, you could have been rough and tumble on me. I'd have been fine with it. But the point is, you are very honoring of the people. And I think that's a great, great thing to have and a sensitivity to say, all right, I'm finding some things out that might be interesting to this person, but it also might be overwhelming to learn. And I've got to find my way in. I've got to feel my way around because it's not like you've been doing this for 30 years yet.
Right.
So I was just very impressed with the way you went about it. I don't know if that's part of the teaching or if that's just something that you gravitated to have that sensitivity.
I think, in every practice, every practitioner has different strengths. And it's been a weakness at times of being really empathetic towards people, but I've kind of been able to tune it into a strength where I can say, you go in and you fill in using the liver, for example, and I ask him the physical questions, and then I go, all right, I'm going to ask you some emotional questions, and I want you to just be honest. If it resonates, it's something to think about. And I'll ask, have you felt a lot of anger? Do you have a lot of anger you haven't processed yet, whether it's with yourself, whether it's with another
person? That could be an awkward question, isn't it?
Whether I'm like just, you know, and I've had clients sometimes, they'll go, no, But then they'll sit and think, I've had clients start crying because they're like, I'm so angry, whether it's at God, whether it's at themselves, you know, and we have these emotions trapped in different places. So I see it a lot in the liver.
Right.
A lot of times on the opposite side, we have our spleen and our pancreas.
Yeah.
Lately, that's the sweetness of life on an emotional, as a just kind of an umbrella term.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are struggling just enjoying life and just kind of going with the flow. And so that's another point I see as well. Another big one I see a lot is our psoas.
Mm-hmm.
Our psoas,
oh, yeah.
Our diaphragm,
mm-hmm.
which is a tense place in our bodies as is. But when you think about it, emotionally, it's one of the first muscles to respond when we're in our fight or flight.
Right, right.
So I was just driving down Parley's Canyon and there was zero visibility. It was crazy.
What was that? It was a storm?
Just a storm.
Rain
snowing.
Or snow?
No, literally snowing. Right
oh
up there.
Oh, my gosh.
On my way here. And I felt you feel your car slide a little
right.
bit. Instant, my body goes into, my nervous system goes into sympathetic state. I'm stressed. I'm fight or flight. I'm trying to survival mode. And I just felt like my psoas go tight.
Wow.
And we do that in those situations, but we also do that when we feel like we're emotionally under attack.
Mm-hmm.
We
sure.
feel at any time we're stressed or anything. You'll feel it.
Your sensitivity as a dancer might be an advantage, though.
That is true. And I've had, the more you learn about your body, the more you learn to be in tune. So it's a learning curve.
Yeah.
But it is one of those things that I'll work on people and are like, do you feel like you're under attack? Are you, and it,
wow, great stuff. I look at my learning process, language of the body, which are called symptoms, not knowing any of this as a young person growing up because I was in a medical family, allopathic, pharmaceutical. And so when body signals or symptoms popped up, we went to the doctor. The doctor would give us something and those would disappear. And you think, well, I'm better. Not knowing at all about toxicity issues or the fact that the body was screaming, this is what I need, and it isn't a drug, for instance,
right?
And so I'm thinking that some of the things, if you start as you expand your practice and people come from all wild walks of life, you may have a sensitivity toward this person is really toxic in terms of drug toxicity because they kind of try to wallpaper over those issues that you're now detecting. But maybe because they're coming to you, they might be more open to hear it finally.
That's usually
right?
what it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes people with buzz zoning, it's a practice that people go, what? And they, and which is reasonable. It doesn't sound like a very, but then it's one of those things people come in and I'll get a lot of men usually and they'll come in and they're, I don't know, my wife told me to do this. So they come in and then they go, this is crazy. I don't know how you knew that my shoulder hurt or whatever. And it's just, once you try it, you realize this could be really helpful for me in my healing. And I'll say another reason with that and a reason foot zoning is so great for healing is because in this sympathetic state, so our nervous system, it's the electricity going through our body, right? Mm-hmm. It keeps everything alive.
Yep.
It gets stressed out. And a lot of times we're in fight or flight. It's in that state, that sympathetic state. The other state it could be in is in that parasympathetic state. That's the rest and digest kind of healing where we're calm. It's not stressed out. And so what foot zoning does is because we're working with the nervous system through the acupressure signals, we can calm your nervous system so that healing can happen. And that's the biggest thing I see in my clients. If anything, they walk away going, I just feel calmer.
That is the one thing. If you're coming in that fight or flight mode, getting through the foot zone session, because when my wife and I came, I could tell. Even though I don't remember that day particularly if I was super stressed, but I knew that when I was in that chair and you were doing the foot zoning, that it definitely brought me into a state that would be considered more of the parasympathetic, where I was like letting go, relaxing, and then the opportunity to learn. Of course, I was very nervous that whatever you learned you'd use against me in the gym next time, but you've been very kind, I have to say. Full endorsement. She's terrific. And I love talking about the journey that you've been on because we need those that are aware of how the body works and to teach the communication, the language of the body and symptoms of what they mean so desperately because it's been generations now where we have turned our bodies over to a pharmaceutical kind of deliverer of, they pretend healing, but it's not, it's covering up. It's symptom suppression,
the Band-Aid, right?
So we have got to do better. And it's an understatement to say that, but I'm just, like you said, you were, dealing with your own generation in that, if they're coming to you. It's much enough for the old people that have been through this, but to have you coming through that and seeing this, I'm just, like you said, I'm pleased to see what your journey is. Now, do you look forward to expanding what you're doing beyond foot zoning, or is it still so new that that's mainly your focus? Because you know nutrition a little bit. There's a whole lot you can do when you're there.
I'll just say I'm called the queen of odd jobs. I've done so many, and it's because, like, I'm passionate about a lot of things, right? Foot zoning is that main passion. And then on top of that, because usually the follow-up questions after a session is, well, what can I do to support my liver? Yeah. What can I do to support my energy? And I'm going, okay, well, I know these things. So that's probably my next thing, is getting more in depth as far as herbs go, you know, nutraceuticals, right, so I can guide people to how to supplement, and then also how to change lifestyle. Because there's a lot of simple ways that we can change in our lifestyle to support a healthy healing journey. And so, you know, I have so many things.
I'm like, don't get me started, she's saying. Are you kidding?
Foot zoning is a strong...
All right.
And it's been incredible.
All right, when we come back from this break with Amber, we'll find out if you're in the area where she's at and you want to try this foot zoning. She'll let us know how to plug into that. And any of Generation Z questions I come up, we're going to find them coming up in the next segment of the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com for all the links.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, wrapping up this special hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Gen Z Focus. I only say that because she didn't even know she was part of Gen Z. She's arguing, no, I'm a millennial, right?
I know I'm young, but
you're right.
I don't know where I'm at.
But the healing journey you're on, the emotional journey you've been on, the spiritual stuff, all of these things that make up the possibility for, you know, let's say, a route that is disastrous or a route that is healing and uplifting. And I see you not only doing it for yourself, but by going into foot zoning and things you're doing to try and inspire others and help others. And that's just such a – love it. Absolutely love it. And I think that to see what the things you've got to learn, and when we've interacted in the gym and you ask questions, you actually – unlike most, maybe even your sister, you actually hear and pay attention to it. Teasing Taylor.
Hear that, Tay?
Yeah, Tay's in trouble, right? Or I'm in trouble next to the journey into the gym.
Who really pays for it.
So how to connect with you. For those in what area of the world are you, if they want to try the foot zoning, or if they just want to learn about foot zoning in general, where would they go?
So I, for just learning about foot zoning in general, I love and adore my school. My instructor, her name is also Amber. She learned from the father of foot zone therapy, Dr. Ersal. So she's just a source of knowledge. And her school is available online for those that aren't in the state of Utah. And that's going to be foot zone. I'll think about
pressure,
it.
Pressure's on for you to find the right website. What's the name of the school, though?
But it's Wellness Life Zone Academy. There we go.
Wellness
Life Zone Academy, and it's in Sandy, Utah. And you can find them online. She has a great blog post. As far as finding me in my own practice, you can reach me. So Instagram's great. Footzonewellness.co is my Instagram. And you can message me on there. I'm double-checking to make sure I have the right one. You can message me on there if you have questions or you like where you're at, all these things. You can also email me at footzonewellness@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's going to go directly to me. So that's my practice. I also practice out of Brick Canvas at Thanksgiving Point in Lehigh, Utah. They offer foot zone therapy. There's another therapist and I that are there as well. So you can find me in a few different places, but I'm also happy to chat with anyone that has questions or about how to find a foot zone therapist in their area as well.
Sweet. So if you want to plug into Amber, we've got the ways. We'll have it linked up. And, you know, Instagram. I use it, but I still hardly figure out how to use it so well. But it's fun to connect with everybody on there. Now, again, moving forward, your journey, you're not abandoning fitness now that you're footnote zoning?
No,
or are you?
I am all in on the fitness.
Okay.
It's, you know, the gym and just keeping my body moving. We got to stay healthy.
All right. And a vision for the future. Like, I would love to see those people that said, I can't handle what you believe, Amber. I don't want anything to do with you, because it's happened in every generation now, just about. But for the young people, what a tragedy. Do you have a vision to see how we can help those people that are living in so much fear that they can't make these connections?
I mean, I think there's a few things, and it's hard to say it with just a few minutes left, but, you know, love is going to always overpower, and truth will always prevail, right? So, love, I mean, the best thing I can do right now for these people is pray. But also I'm doing my part as we're fighting for what is right and opening, not letting things get centered and shut down. Because if that happens, then these people are going to continue believing in fear, and they're going to continue believing what they believe, because they don't have an opportunity to learn, to listen to these types of things, because that freedom could be gone.
Right.
So it's fighting for, you know, praying for these people and also our country and our leaders, and doing what we can.
Are you at all concerned that you might be canceled now that you've been on the Robert Scott Bell Show?
I'm
banned on a few of these sites.
It's a final take.
Right? You're living dangerously here.
I already knew that when I met you. I was like, this guy, I don't know
crazy
about him. So
I don't know.
I'll take it. I don't mind the confrontation of if someone wants to argue with me about something, I'll say, you know what? I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'll report back during the week if I attempt to enter the gym and they lock the doors right as I get there. That's happened before, by the way. Hopefully it was only a joke. But anyway, great hour of discussion with you, Amber. I appreciate you so much. And thank you for kicking my butt back in the shape, along with your sister and all other friends that are training there. And I hope everybody is drawn back into the physical fitness part of a life, the body we have. We've got to work it. We've got to use it, or else it will decay much too early. And, of course, the supplements we talk about here from time to time on the Robert Scott Show, there are so many tools that we have, not toxic to the body, that can facilitate strength, recovery, and healing, and regeneration. And check out that foot zoning, whether it's with Amber or somebody else.
Yep.
Could be an awakening to the fact that, guess what? The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.